בקירה שכל מה שביארנו עד עתה הוא מה שמצטרך אל האדם לפי הצדיק. Everything until Perek Yud Gimel, the first 12 prokim of Masil Sesharim, is telling you what you need to be a tzaddik. So at this point we're all tzaddikim. Now we go on to greater heights. From Perek Yud Gimel till the end of the Sefer is what you need to know to be a chosid. Chosid is beyond the letter of the law. Something that is not necessarily incumbent on everybody. Everybody has to be a tzaddik, but not everybody has to be a chassid. V'nimtza haprishus im hachassidus, k'mo hazehirus im hazrizus. Just like in the tzaddik category, there's zehirus and zrizus, right? How to be careful from the things that you're not allowed to do, and be careful to do the things that you have to do properly. That's zehirus and zrizus. And that's on the level of what's required. And the Lifni Mishura Sadin is also, there's precious, separating yourself from things that are not necessarily that you have to, and chasidos of doing things that you don't necessarily have to. This is the Sur Meirav, this is the Asitov, Shizeb Sur Meirav, Zab Asitov. Vihine klal ha-precious, hu masha omr chazal, the general idea of precious we find in the Torah, kadesh atzmecho b'muturlach. That a person should sanctify himself and make himself holy in those things that he's mutter, but the way that he does them or doesn't do them makes him a more holy person. Okay, that the word kodesh really means designated. So really what it means is that in those things that are mutter, do them in a way that you designate them for a higher purpose and not just do them for the sake of doing them because of the physical material pleasures. That's really what it means. We'll see how he explains it or whatever. But that's kadesh atzmecha b'mutterlach. The zuhi ho rosa shel hamila atzma precious. That's what precious means. Separating from something that is really permissible, but for whatever reason, we'll see there are many reasons, you should separate yourself from it. Ratzel omer lios poresh umarchik atzma min hadover. Precious means to separate yourself from something that you don't necessarily have to separate yourself from. You prohibit to yourself something that normally would be mutter to other people. And the purpose being that you should not come to do something that's awesome. Even though the thing itself is not prohibited. But it could cause you to do something prohibited. So that's the idea of precious. From the Mesillas Yesharim, seems to say that precious is not an ideal in itself. It's merely a means to reach an end. The end is that you shouldn't do something that is awesome. And the means to do that is by separating yourself. The Rabbi Cheskel Sarna on the bottom says that from the Ramban is seems to be not like that. The idea of separating yourself may be an ideal unto itself, and what we spoke about the last 2 weeks has relevance to it. And we'll go into the Mesillas Yesharim. We'll see how he, if in fact his shita is that precious is only a means to reach a goal, or it's a value to itself. Okay. So that's what he said, but over here it seems clearly, anything that could lead you to bad, even though right now it's fine, right? But you know that if you eat these things, it's going to lead you to eat things that maybe aren't kosher, right? Because you get an appetite, and therefore if you stop eating these things completely, it'll lessen the chance of you doing something wrong. Then separate from what's mutter because of what could be in the future that this will lead to something awesome. Even though right now it's not causing you to do anything bad. You're eating 100% kosher things. But knowing that this gives you an appetite for more, and that appetite may lead you to eat things that are not kosher, so stop eating the kosher things and knowing that that will stop and curb your appetite further. Therefore, that is precious. Precious is where you know that what you're doing will lead you to something bad. Hisboni v'tira sheyeshkan gimel nadregos. There are three levels, or three what's it called? Tumim. Three areas of things that are permitted, prohibited, whatever. First one is yesh ha'isuri matzah. Things that are mamish prohibited. Like trade, you know, things aren't kosher, and then things that didn't take frumus and maisris. Those are things that Torah prohibited. The yesh siago sehem. There are things that the Torah didn't prohibit, but the rabbis prohibited, in order that you shouldn't come to do something in the Torah. Right? Cooking basar b'cholav and eating it is asur min haTorah. Eating milk, after meat is drabanan. But we're afraid that if we let you eat milk after meat, you'll come to eat them together. And if you eat them together, we're afraid that you'll, what's it called, end up cooking them together. Because maybe they are the hot food and cold milk, or whatever, hot milk and cold meat, or both hot, and then one will splash on the other, and you'll end up cooking milk and meat and eating it. So therefore, we don't allow you to eat it together at all. That's a rabbinic thing. But that's also, it's also for everybody. No one is allowed to eat milk and meat together, even not cooked. And the Torah prohibits everybody from eating milk and meat cooked together. So those are two levels that apply across the board to everybody. Everybody is asur from the things that Torah asur. Everybody's asur from the things that the Rabbanin asur. The Hemak Zeros, the Hamishmaros, the Gosru Chazal, I'll call Yisrael. The Yesh, Aherchekim, Shemutal, I'll call Parush, Uparush Lasos. Then is the third level, or the third area. The third area is things that are not prohibited to everybody. But a person feels he needs to prohibit himself to that thing that's normally permitted to everybody else for various personal reasons. That for him it's good to separate himself from that thing, even though it's permissible to everybody. Leos kones besoshalo ubon negidorim liasmo. There are things that a person has to deal with individually. They're not prohibited to everybody, but because of his circumstances, it's a positive thing for him to make them usher on himself. For whatever reason, we'll see there are various reasons, it's good for him to prohibit to himself something that other people are mutter to have, in order that he should be far removed from doing something wrong. So he knows that if he doesn't separate himself from these permissible things, it's going to lead him to do things that are wrong. And by regular people, the chachamim were not choshish that that's going to happen to a stam person. But his circumstances make it necessary for him individually. Dim Tomar, now he says, Minayin lanu lios mosithin v'holtim yisurim. Where do you find that that's bechlal, something that a person should do or is allowed to do? Who said you're allowed to make new yisurim, right, on yourself? V'hari chazal omru, lo dayecho mashostra Torah. Yerushalmi says in the Dorim, it's not enough what the Torah prohibited to you. You have to make new isurim, right? Shata bol esro lecho dvorim acherim. So where do we see that's a positive thing? The Rabbanu Shlom knows what's mutter and what's asur. He gave the koach to chachamim to make siyogim that they feel apply across the board to everybody, and that's it. Who are you to come make your own Torah? The Rabbanu Shlom said it's okay. Well, you'd say it's not okay, right? Where do we find that that's an okay thing? And anything that the Torah gave the power and the mandate to the Chachamim to extend Isurim to protect the Torah, to make a fence around the Torah, whatever they felt was necessary, they did. So that's all done. So who are you to come after that and say, well, no, I need something more? Whatever the Torah prohibited is the Torah. Whatever the Torah gave the mandate to the Chachamim to prohibit, that's the Chachamim. So who said that you can now answer that? Live within the guidelines that the Chachamim and the Torah gave you. Why do you have to go and extend that? If the Chachamim didn't asser it, that means that they felt that there's no problem. There's no problem. Why do you make a problem? Why are you making new decrees on yourself, new fences around yourself that the rabbis said are not necessary? If that's the case, then there's no end to it, right? There's no limit. You can do this ad infinitum of make things awesome until you'll never have anything as much. Person will go to the extreme of answering everything to himself. He won't wear nice clothing, and he won't eat nice food, and he won't whatever, and he won't have money, and everything that could possibly bring me to do something asr, I'll asr on myself. I'll be a miserable person. The Chazal amru, she'asir adam litein din lefnei amakom al kol masheroei nova lo ratzo lechle menu. After we show you mutter lo v'hayu yachol, and the Gemara says, and Yerushalmi says, not like that. That if a person, something is permissible to a person, and he didn't take advantage of it and enjoy it in this world, he's going to be taken to judgment for it. So just the opposite. Instead of making everything usher to yourself because you're extra afraid of more things than the Chacham were afraid of, you should enjoy this world in what the Chacham said, and they don't feel there's any reason to prohibit it. And the Torah didn't prohibit it. And they learned it from a pasuk, that which a person has to enjoy this world. Shlomo Amelo said, everything my eyes saw, I didn't prevent myself from enjoying it. So you see, there's an Indian to enjoy it. The answer is no. With all of that, precious is still something that is necessary under certain conditions. The zero of Chazal. And Chazal said that there's such a thing as separating yourself from things. Where? Humashikasuv, Kedoshim to you, Prushim to you. The Torah commands you to be separate yourself from things that are mutter. Old Amru, Kolayosha Bitainis Nikra Kodosh. A person who fasts, well, you don't have to fast. It's not a fast day. It's not Yom Kippur that the Torah prohibited. It's not the fast days the rabbis prohibited. Stop. I want to fast one day. I'm called a holy person. Kal v'chomer mi nozer. A nozer only separates himself from wine, and he's called holy. Surely a person who separates himself from food and drink is holy. Old Amru, Tzadik ochel esova nafsho, zechizkiyo melech Yehuda, shoyamalim lo al shulchano beiz litrin shal yerek. Pasuk says that a tzadik eats what he needs, what's necessary, and not more than that. It says Chizkiyo HaMelech was a rich man. They used to put on his table 2 litrin of yerek or whatever, and he wants to go satisfied with a little bit, with just with vegetables. He could have eaten meat and all kinds of important foods, and he was satisfied with what's it called, 2 litrin of yerek. Od Amru, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Shebishas Misaso, Zokat Eseretz Bosov, Omer Golib Yodil Fenecha, Shalom Nenesim, and Ona Zephil Vesvek Tanishali. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, before he died, picked up his 10 fingers, and he said, Rabban Shalom, you can testify that I didn't enjoy from this world with any of these 10 fingers. So we see that there's a mila of not indulging in this world. Od Amru, Ad Shalom Ispal of Divrei Torah, she consul Besoch Meyov, Ispal Achilo Shtia Shalom, he consul Besoch Meyov. For a person davens that he should have Torah enter him, he should first daven that he shouldn't have too much food and drink enter him, because they're contradictory. The more you eat and drink, the less Torah you're going to have. And the less you eat and drink, the more Torah you're going to have. Hein kol elu mamorim morim b'thiru shetzorech ha'prishus v'chogobo. Here you see that prishus is a positive thing. And the Mamori Chazal, we said before, seem to say that precious is not a positive thing. Omnam al kol p'nai tzrichim on l'tarit sa mamorim hamorim heifach zeh. So, that's the question. So just, we'll stop here, but I just want to make a point. Any Torah inyan, right? Anything, everything is a Torah inyan. So every issue in life, you can bring psukim, Mamori Chazal, right, Midrashim, to support it or to go against it. There's nothing in this world that's black and white, okay, except maybe a skunk or a zebra. Beyond that, nothing is black and white, right? There are many people in this world that would like to make everything black and white, but it's not the case. There are many gray areas between the blacks and the whites, and you have to know where those gray areas are, and therefore every inyan, everyone, without exception, has a positive side to it and a negative side to it. Right? You can bring Mamori Chazal to support it, that it's a great thing. Shalom, right? Shalom is such a great thing, or whatever. You can bring, oh, Mamorim, how great Shalom is. You can bring as many Mamorim to say that there are definitely times when Shalom is not an inyan. And like they say, oh, hey, Shalom, sometimes you should love Shalom, sometimes broadly Shalom, sometimes you pursue it and you chase it away. That's not the proper thing. With certain people, there's no Ein Shalom Omer Hashem LaRasha. So there are every Indian you can think of has a positive side, negative side, and everything in between. And the only way you can understand it properly is if you understand all of the information about that Indian and know where the positive side applies, where the negative side applies, what is the major thing and what are the exceptions. And that's how you approach any Indian in life, because there are plenty of people in this world that their nature is to, you know, support certain ideas or certain projects or certain things, and they'll bring all the Mamori Chazal that speak positive about it, right, and not realize that it needs qualification, because there are things negative also. And the opposite, people don't like certain things, and they'll bring you every rye in the world of how these things are so terrible, and what's it called, and they neglect to bring down the other side. Right? Somebody recently sent me a Kuntra speaking how important it is to daven Vasikin, how wrong it is to daven, what's it called, different. Yeah, all of those mamorim are right, except there's another side to it also. But sometimes people get carried away. They become meshuga la'osadover, meaning literally crazy for a thing. Crazy means you don't see the other side. You don't realize that there are qualifications. So you can write a kuntras about anything, right, saying how terrible this is or how good this is or whatever, but if you fail to see the entire picture, right, then it has to be distorted. Anytime I get these things that extol and never mention the other side, right, they can't be true. So they're nice to put into Seamus, but beyond that, not too much benefit from them. So that is a tremendous lesson, even if you don't learn anything. But if you know to be careful not to be taken in by things that extol things totally, or what's it called, degrade and deride things totally, and don't know that there's two sides on every issue. And the chokhmah is to know where this side applies with this one. It's not that there's different opinions, not everything's machlokas. They're all true, except there's qualifications. When the positive side applies, when the negative side applies. There are many Mamori Chazal that say precious is no good, as say that it is good. So, obviously, the idea is it's not that some rabbis like to be porish and some that not. That's not the answer. The answer is that sometimes, under certain conditions, precious is positive, and under certain circumstances, precious is not. And then a person has to decide, well, what is the norm? And what is the exception? Right? That's also part of it. So nothing in this world is simple. Nothing is just easy. Everything is complicated. Everything and that's why most of us, including myself, you know, can't make these decisions ourselves. You need somebody who knows everything, who's at least a Talmud Chacham of the caliber that his knowledge spans all these Mamori Chazal and learn them and understand what they mean, and he can give you direction. But somebody who doesn't know all the Mamori Chazal, and even if he knows them all, but he doesn't understand them all, can't be a person that gives Hadracha. That's what you need Gedolei Yisrael for. Gedolei Yisrael are people who knowledge is vast enough to know all the details, all the sources, and to understand all the sources. Two separate things. And that's a goal. For that, you need people to tell you what how to look at any issue that comes up or whatever. And people don't know all the sources, or don't understand all the sources properly, can't give that kind of direction. Okay. Next week we will see what the qualifications are, when precious is good, when precious is not good, and see that it's the same Chazal who said both of them, and it really depends on a lot of qualifications.